Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. One day this past February, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped over 1,500 points and has seen some fairly volatile days since then. Our next guest says he believes this is a sign that after many years of growth, the tide has turned and that there currently exists much risk in stocks, bonds, and real estate. Tyson Halsey is a chartered financial analyst and the managing member of Income Growth Advisors. He joins us by phone now from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Tyson, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, Tyson, let's start with the stock market. The big drop that we had back in February, intraday, still ended up down around 1,200 points for that day. But as a percentage of the overall value of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it wasn't catastrophic, was it?
No, not at all. But it was the beginning of a topping process. The S&P went parabolic, and I think that we saw a break. We're at extreme valuations based on all of Shiller's methodologies. And I think that as interest rates continue to rise, we will see a lot more declines like this. We're in for some difficult time, and it's time for people to batten down the hatches.
Are we looking at something similar to what happened that brought on the Great Recession back in 07, 08?
Yes, I actually just got off Robert Shiller's website, and the valuation methodology using a 10-year PE ratio now exceeds 1929. The only time it was higher was in 2000. And I think that there is much more risk that people don't understand because central banks bought $15 trillion in assets, bonds, and drove interest rates to artificially low levels. Those rates are going to go higher. And when they go higher, stocks and bonds and real estate will simply not look as attractive. Markets are forward-looking, and we are starting to cope with that.
Unwinding, I guess you would say, of the Federal Reserve's position in purchasing all of these government securities to get us out of the Great Recession and drive interest rates low and even negative in some places around the world. This unwinding is what you're alluding to is going to cause a lot of troubles?
Absolutely. I think short-term interest rates will go to 4% and long-term interest rates will go to 6%. And when that happens, the S&P will be as vulnerable as it was in 2000 at the peak, though it's close now. And this is what happens at market extremes.
I guess the big question then is, where are people supposed to put their money?
I love that question because I think I have a good answer. Commodities. Markets go through cycles. There has been a great chart. The S&P 500 index compared to the Goldman Sachs Commodity Index. And it goes through these huge cycles of commodities rallying 800% during OPEC in the 70s, another 800% right before the Gulf War, another 800% from the middle of the 90s till 2008 when oil is at 137. And now it is back at an extreme low, and it looks like it'll reverse. And what that chart shows is the relationship of financial assets to commodities. And it would appear to me that what we may now see is energy prices, agriculture prices, lithium needed for like vanadium to make electric batteries. With the global economy picking up and with just too much money around, I think people are going to say, wow, this is a place that's cheap, and that may be a great place to put money.
Most people would probably consider commodities a risky investment.
True, there are different ways that you can find to invest in commodities that are not risky. ETFs are a good way to have a diversified exposure there. MLPs, which is a way to get an attractive yield that is related to the oil market and the natural gas boom in the U.S. Even a two-year treasury right now yielding 2% is really not bad when frankly, the expected return on the stock market is probably 4.5% for the next 10 years.
What about the economy? It sounds like you still feel that the economy is going to keep moving along.
it's really a fascinating time that we're looking at these extremes. And frankly, the economy is doing great. We're actually seeing global growth, and that looks great.
Tyson, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
Tyson Halsey is a chartered financial analyst and the managing member of Income Growth Advisors in Charleston, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.